Now, this week I recorded an interview with some family members of a gentleman by the name of Stephen who used to work here on Suzy Radio. He was one of the founders of Suzy Radio, and he unfortunately passed away 10 years ago this week. Let's have a little bit of a listen to what Steve sounded like here on Suzy Radio way back when.
And it's 20 minutes past one here on this Sunday afternoon. And we're very pleased to be joined by our special guest this afternoon, who's come all the way over from Surrey, the other side of Surrey. It's Mr. Ed Stewart. Good afternoon, Ed.
Good afternoon, Steve.
And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I mean, I can't believe... It just takes me back to the early days of radio for me, when you're sitting in what is very much a makeshift studio. But you've done it, and it's fantastic.
Well, as I said, you know, when I spoke to you before, when you kindly said that you would come along to us, yeah. You know, we're here for 2 weeks to promote something that's good to yourself and to mine as well, which is the Variety Club
Golf
Society, which Russ has put his name to for this year, which is going to be in May. But first of all, we'd love to talk about your history as well beforehand, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure, anything you like.
So how did you get into radio,
Ed? Well, I got into radio when I was a kid, aged about 8 or 9. My father was a Newfoundlander, and he was often asked to go and make a broadcast, maybe twice a year. There was a special program called Calling Newfoundland, which went out to Labrador and places like that on the east of Canada. And so one year he said, come on, boys, we're going to go along because they want you to sing a carol. So we had to go along, we sung a Christmas carol, and then we went along, we quite enjoyed it, and then in my teens, once my voice had broken, we had a producer on the program. He said, you know, you've got good elocution, you've got good timbre to your voice. Have you ever thought of going to radio? And I hadn't thought of anything. What do you do at 14? What are you thinking of being, you know? It wasn't even James Bond.
10 years ago this week, a close colleague, someone I knew and worked with, passed away. He left a wife, Diane, and 2 children, Hannah and Thomas, then very young. They, through support of friends, neighbours and other parents, helped the family as they laughed and cried together. Stephen is, I'm sure, still in their thoughts. Hannah and mum Diane connected to Jigsaw, although Thomas was still very young. Jigsaw offered family bereavement support sessions and helped the family through a very difficult page in their lives. Hannah went on to become an ambassador of Jigsaw, and I'm sure is proud to follow in her dad's footsteps, doing charity work. Now, welcome, Hannah, and I know you've got your friend with you, Molly, so welcome to both of you here to the Suzy Radio studio. First of all, Hannah.
Hello.
And Molly.
Hello, thank you for having us.
You're more than welcome. Now, Hannah, if I can start with you, extremely challenging moment in your young lives, and in fact, for Molly as well, I'm sure, losing a loved one, someone close to you. How has Jigsaw actually helped?
So Jigsaw helped. My school actually got in contact with Jigsaw and put us forward. And my family, well, my mum and I attended the family support groups where we went every week. We did different activities to help us come to terms with the bereavement, having lost a loved one. And it helped me to realise that I wasn't the only young person who'd lost a parent.
So Molly, how was that for you?
It's hard to describe. It was the hardest time of my life, and I think it will be for a very long time, but I think it also helped to really shape me as a person and taught me a lot of life lessons at a very young age.
Now, the Jigsaw unit, they're a sort of specialist group, aren't they? And they help and support young people and families. And I think a lot of parents, they get a lot of support from knowing that the children are getting the help they really need to get through this difficult time, and it helps you socialise and make new friends. Is that a good sort of summary of it?
Definitely, that is what Jigsaw do. They help unite families together between the family themselves and also other families to realise there's other people in the exact same situation, and you feel normal, you don't feel like the odd one out for once.
Would it be right, Molly, that it helps you move forward just taking that loved one you've lost with you?
Yes, it really helps you to talk about it because you become comfortable around the people because you know they've been through exactly what you've been through and they just understand you, and they just help you to express yourself because it's when you've lost a loved one at that age, you feel so isolated and you just want to keep all your emotions to yourself, but they help to bring it out.
Absolutely. Now, you've both become ambassadors for Jigsaw. That's a great moment in your lives to be representing that. I know for you, Hannah, to be following your father's footsteps and working in a charity environment must be an absolute great feeling.
I absolutely love it. I feel like I've got a part of Dad in me all the time, because my dad used to do a lot of fundraising for the Sunshine Coaches for children with disabilities. So it helps to get them out. And now I'm carrying on in his footsteps at a different charity. It means the world to me.
Now, just tell us, both of you, about the Big Give Christmas Challenge that is set up to help Jigsaw.
Yeah, so any donations that are made over the Christmas period, they are doubled in value, which is very important to any charity.
That is absolutely amazing. How does that actually work, Hannah?
So the donations which they receive, the campaign's actually running from the 3rd of December to the 10th of December. So any donations they received, as Molly said, will be doubled, and the money goes straight back to the charity, helping other families who are starting the bereavement process to come to terms with it. They'll do it through support groups, days out, just one-to-one support with the child or the family. There's multiple different ways in which the families will benefit.
That's obviously helped you on your way. Do you really see that benefiting others?
I do, yeah. I think that it's benefited me and Hannah so much, and now we're so confident to talk about it that we can do things like this, and I really think that it's going to change other children's lives, and it will for a long time.
There is an awful long way to go, isn't there? And hopefully they can build that charity support up and make those changes to help others in their lives, their young lives.
Without a doubt, we always say that we would not be the family we are today without the help of Jigsaw. And with Molly and I were very fortunate. We had Jigsaw, but it's not the case for everyone up and down the country or around the world. Not everyone has got such great support. And it's still quite a new subject where schools are only just coming to terms with it in ways of helping children through that process. It's still very new.
I can understand that. For a teacher at school, they would feel probably a little bit lost unless they've been there themselves.
Yeah, we do think that they could almost do with some special training in teachers in particular to help, you know, deal with a child that's probably lost a parent or a loved one.
Well, it's quite an emotional time, isn't it? You might see a child just simply sitting in the corner quietly or very tearful, perhaps.
And that's the thing, we did have days at school where we would be tearful, would be upset. That's where your friends are around, but also that's where Jigsaw helped definitely me realise that I'm not the only one. It's okay to have down days, and even 10 years on, I still have down days, and that's absolutely fine. That's normal.
I can actually hear it still in your voice, Anna. It is very, very moving. And obviously, being here in the Susie Radio studio is probably an environment not really suited to having this interview, really, because this is where Steve loved to be. And as a broadcaster on Susie Radio many, many years ago, Molly, I don't know your personal circumstances, but something similar, a certain environment may be difficult for you.
Yeah, definitely. So my parents used to work. My dad loved art and design and stuff like that, so, and I love art and design and photography and all that, so I think of him when I take photos or where I'm doing drawing or anything like that. So yeah, certain things can trigger memories, and you can have your sad moments.
Absolutely. I will leave it there. Molly and Hannah, thank you very much for both coming in tonight and telling us your stories and sharing this important message about Jigsaw.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
That was Hannah and Molly speaking to me, and they came in with Hannah's mum, Diane, and brother Thomas as well. And after that interview, we shared memories of Stephen, who used to present here on Susie Radio, and went through the old photo collection we have here at Susie, and showed them the moments that Steve was with us, and we laughed and a little bit of crying together as well. It was just such a moment, and we smiled as we left the end of the interview. But Hannah has asked me to tell you the website you need to go to is www.thebiggive.org.uk. So that's www.thebiggive, or one word, .org.
jigsawsouthest.co.uk and then you search Jigsaw South East and press donate. All right, so go to the biggive.org.uk, search Jigsaw South East and press donate.